So let's expand on what we've learned so far and create another model in our models class. So similar to the first one with the destination, we define a class and we inherit from models.model. So this time let's actually create our space cruise, and we'll just call that cruise and inherit from models.model again. The cruise will have a name and a description, and for the sake of time, let's just copy and paste those across so that we've got the name of the cruise and the description of the cruise. Now the cruise is going to be a bit different to the destination in that it's got to be going somewhere. So we've got a cruise that's starting out leaving, let's say, it's assuming we're leaving from Earth, and we're visiting multiple, maybe one or maybe many destinations. So let's say we have a cruise that goes to the moon and then goes to Mars, or maybe stops off at a few space stations on the way. That could be interesting. So we want to have an additional field in here that's going to have a list of our destinations. So this model, this field type is going to be unique because it's actually going to be referring to destinations that we have. So this is called a relationship field, and there are lots of different types of relationship fields. In this case, so there's either a one-to-one field, a one-to-many field, or a many-to-many field. And when you're deciding which one you want to choose, just think logically about the relationship between the two different types of objects. So can a cruise have more than one destination? The answer is yes, so it can have multiple stops. So that's either a one-to-many or a many-to-many. Can a destination have multiple cruises? So can there be more than one cruise going to Mars? The answer is yes, because we could have different ones leaving on different days. So therefore, it would be a many-to-many relationship. So there could be a cruise going to multiple destinations, and there could also be multiple destinations going to the same cruise. So let's define that as a many-to-many field. The first argument to this needs to be the type of the model that we're actually relating to. That's destination. Since we've already defined it, we can just refer to it like this. And the other thing we want to set is the related name, which is a property so that when we're getting a cruise object from the database, if we want to refer to the destinations in it, then this will be the name of that property. So we'll just call that destinations. And save. And then again with our other types, we can run python manage.py make migrations to create the migration script to add the new relationship and the new table. And then we can run python migrate, and it will create the new table in our database for us called cruise. And it will also create the mapping table, which maps between cruises and destinations. You do need a mapping table if it's a many-to-many relationship, but you don't have to worry about the actual database structure. As with Django, it creates all of these things for you. Now, when we're referring to these objects in our views, which we'll come to later in this course, we might want to print the destination on the screen in HTML, for example. So out of the box, Django will implement something called a magic method. If you're not familiar with magic methods, these are the methods that start with this double underscore, sometimes referred to as a dunder in Python. The dunder str method basically means that if you print an instance of this object, what should we return? And by default, it would actually say class destination and then some information about it. If we want to print a destination, the chances are we actually just want to show the name of that. So let's override this dunder method and then just return the name of the instance. So if we have a print destination, it's actually going to just show the name instead. And let's do the same thing for the cruise as well.